The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today I just picked one that I wanted to hear. If you're not familiar with Hot Pod, it's a podcasting newsletter. And for many years, we've all said, why doesn't this dude just put this out as a podcast? His name is Nick Kwa, and he actually kind of gets a lot of crap because he primarily just covers New York, like podcasting in New York. And by that, I mean he's never put the words podcast movement, you know, that little thing where about 5,000 people show up to talk about podcasting, in his newsletter. And some people think that's like just, you know, whatever, blasphemy. And I'm like, it's his newsletter. He can do whatever he wants. But he started up a podcast called Servant of Pod with Nick Kwa, and the description from our good friends in Apple Podcasts says, in the world of podcast, anyone can tell their story, from major media in institutions to mom and pop shops starting from scratch. Let Nick Kwa guide you through this ever-changing world as he speaks with the producers, hosts, and executives that are shaping the culture of podcasting. So I really don't think Nick is going to be talking with mom and pop shops, but you never know. And the website is an odd one, because you wouldn't, whatever. It's L-A-I-S-T, laist.com/podcasts/servant-of-pod.php. It's just that easy. And here is the episode. He's interviewing Hank Green, who's a YouTuber, a very, very famous, like, get a wristband to get in line to maybe think about seeing his book, If You Can Smell It, kind of famous, like ridiculously famous guy. And Nick interviewed him, and that's the episode we're going to listen to right after this. The Podcast Review Show can help make your show better. Don't take my word for it. Here's what Craig had to say.
Craig, you didn't cry? Was this painful?
No, it was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun. And thanks to both of you for spending the time. It was fantastic.
Got it.
Very, very useful. I've got loads of notes written down here, and I hope I'll be putting them into practice over the summer.
That's the point. That's the whole reason we do it.
Lots of takeaways.
At the Podcast Review Show, you start by filling out a form so we understand your goals. Then we listen to your podcast to ensure that your audio, your production, your website, everything is in alignment with your goals. We help make your show better. PodcastReviewShow.com. And now it's time for a little Servant of Pod. All right. And the voiceover starts now. No, that was just music for the sake of nothing. Awesome. Really?
I think it's a big, messy moment. And it may be that Spotify coming into this is ultimately going to be good for a lot of types of people, and that it may actually make the ecosystem more robust and have people make more money and give people more choice. And maybe I'm just being a curmudgeon.
From Elias Studios, this is Servant of Pod. I'm Nick Kwa.
What was the music at the beginning for?
Hank Green knows what happens when something unique and quirky grows up to be something else. As a veteran YouTuber, he's seen how that platform evolved from a weird wonderland into a vast machine of content and commerce. Hank is also a podcaster, making shows like Dear Hank and John and SciShow Tangents. He sees podcasting right now as similar to YouTube's early days, and he doesn't necessarily want to see that change. In a recent op-ed for the Washington Post, he wrote, quote, "It's a decentralized, hacked-together, open system. And as a podcaster and a listener, I think it works perfectly."
I remember when this kind of happened to YouTube, and ultimately, what it meant was that it felt a little less like home, but it was open to a lot more people. And it was an option. It was a place for more people. You know, me wanting that not to happen was you know, in some ways me wanting things to stay the same, but in some ways it was me wanting to deny it to other people.
Hank Green on what happens when big money hits a young community.
Interesting. All right. That was well produced. This is definitely kind of got that whole NPR thing. Lots of long transitions and empty spaces for nothing.
Servant of Pod is supported by Caltech, presenting the Lonely Idea podcast. Learn what happens when ideas become innovations that impact humanity. Listen now at thelonelyidea.caltech.edu.
All right.
Too Beautiful to Live, also known as TBTL, is a daily podcast with the humble mission of curing global loneliness. It stars Luke Burbank, who you may know from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and Andrew Walsh, who you probably don't know, but is a great guy. You can find Too Beautiful to Live on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Or your website. That would be good. All right. It's Cool Jazz
Throughout
Sunday.
Throughout his work, Hank Green has been consistently drawn to
another introduction.
His passion for bringing people together started in 2007 with a vlog that he made with his big brother, the author John Green. Called Brotherhood 2.0, the brothers vowed to stop all forms of communication except for their daily vlogs, which they posted on YouTube.
Good morning, John. It's January 5th, and I'm sitting in my basement, back home, surrounded by all the things I love. I love orange juice. I love Mental Floss magazine and Benjamin Franklin.
Before Brotherhood 2.0, the brothers spoke maybe once or twice a year. Now, they talk every single day. They developed a big following, and they called those fans nerd fighters. They'd host meetups around the country, and those meetups turned into conferences. Most notably, VidCon, the largest online video conference in the world.
All right, a couple things here. If this wasn't a Hank Green interview, I'm not sure I would give it the horse whinny. This is a case where I'm assuming Hank Green is going to bring great content because everything that guy does turns to gold. Couple things. The intro music at the beginning, get out of here. And then you did kind of an introduction of Hank. Then you did the two promos. And I really expected the interview to start there. And you came back and gave us the backstory. All of this is super well produced with, you know, soundscaping and things like that. I was kind of like, maybe take the who Hank is, the backstory, put that up front. I don't know. It just seemed like I was kind of like, let's get to the interview and enough with the soft jazz. Let's listen to what Hank had to say. And I'm not sure. I think this might be kind of a Terry Gross. Nah, I take that back. Terry Gross interviews people. I wonder if this whole thing is going to be soundscaped, where they're really just telling the story. Because remember, that's what he said. Anybody can tell their story. So is this whole thing going to be soundscaped with music and, you know, 15 seconds of nothing every now? We'll see. But I did want to hear the rest of this. Realize that Nick is a writer. He is a writer. So he is somewhat out of his element here. Not so much telling stories, but he's probably not used to being behind the mic. And he's got a whopping 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes here, and I see where he did a episode on Stitcher being sold and making music for podcasts. Some of these are explicit, and I will go ahead and start the clock now to see how long it takes before Nick is opening up some sort of educational wing to teach people how to podcast. So that's my thoughts on Servant of Pod with Nick Kwa. If you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, super simple. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. Want a full review? Podcast review show. Don't have a podcast? Schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until we meet again, this is Dave Jackson from the schoolofpodcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. Welcome to the Way Too Loud Show. Hey, let's turn that down some more. Why is the volume... Who set that that way? Come on now. There we go. That's a little better.